east of the Rockies. You're on the air with Dr. Roger Lear on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Jay Kay in Texarkana, Texas. Dr. Lear, do these people have anything in common? And does this metal radiate any kind of radio frequencies or any kind of frequencies that seem to be communicating somewhere? And do these people ever get reimplanted after you take it out?
Oh, boy.
And does Whitley Strieber, he's the first one I ever heard of talking about it.
Well, you're sure asking some really sharp questions, I want to tell you. What do they have in common? Well, the only thing I've really found that the people have in common is that they are more right brain. They may be artistic, original. We have a large number of abductees in Southern California now. That's kind of easy to understand since it's a very creative area of the country. And it has nothing to do with people making up stories, because they can be artists, painters, musicians, and so on. So that's one thing I found that seems to be quite common. And, of course, it's familial and generational. It runs through the family. Now, in reference to your second part of the question, do they radiate anything? Yes, we did found the last one, case that we did, where George was present during the surgery. We used a radio frequency detector. We took the patient out to an isolated area where there was absolutely no electromagnetic interference. We made a circle. We swept the area of the circle with a radio frequency detector. It wouldn't lock on anything. And when we put the patient in the middle of the circle, it locked on a frequency and then would oscillate back and forth between two frequencies. Both were in the FM band.
What were they? What were the frequencies?
I would love to tell you. I have it written down, and it's not in front of me. And rather than to guess, I would all I remember is that they were in the FM band.
What did they say? Did you make a graph of the sounds, or did they make a sound, or did they make a? I mean, how did you register that they were there?
The frequency detector that we used was a handheld battery-operated frequency, and it had a meter on it showing the strength of the signal.
Well, did you connect any sound or anything that where you could record if this thing was receiving a communication or emitting a communication?
No, sir, we did not, and I would have loved to have been able to do that, but it requires the equipment to do it. We tried to do that with one case where the object was emitting something we thought was a radio frequency, and I got sabotaged.
What do you mean?
Well, the fellow who was operating the equipment, for whatever the reason, didn't operate it properly and lost the data. And I found out later that I believe this was done on purpose.
Well, did these people ever have them reimplanted after they've been taken out?
Well, out of the 11 cases that I've done so far, we haven't had any case of reimplantation.
Well, did their health change while they had these things in them?
No.
No change in blood pressure, nothing brain waves or anything?
No, no detectable change whatsoever. We had several of them that were interviewed by our psychologist following the surgery. We had two of them who said in almost the same words that they had a newfound feeling of freedom. And I asked if this was just a release of the apprehension from having the procedure done, and the psychologist said no.
Do you think this is some kind of communications media receiving and transmission?
Well, I think these are, and nobody has the answers to all these questions. And if anybody says they do and they know it all, put your fingers in your ears, my friend, and run. In fact, one of the things we find is that when you think you're tracking down something, you wind up with more questions. But I believe there are devices for monitoring something, and I think my opinion, and that's all it is an opinion or a theory, is that they're monitoring genetic changes within our bodies.